The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness and wellness, and now in its 33rd year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who's not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Here is an actual personal ad. It appeared in the March 5th, 1957 edition of the Indiana Evening Gazette. I'm reading it. Bachelor with 40 acres of excellent land would like to make acquaintance of lady with tractor. Matrimony in mind. Please send picture of tractor. Forget about the picture of the woman. Good morning and welcome once again to the healthiest hour on radio. It's the Snowman with you. David Snow keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time here on the program. And we thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend. And on today's show, the reason I share that with you is because we're going to talk about farming and sustainable health as well as sustainable agriculture, which is so important to our health because, you know, the most important aspect of nutrition is not the amount of vitamins you take or the different diets you're on. It's the soil. Everything starts in the soil. So we'll talk to our resident friendly family farmer, Steve Fraley, who is on the island of Kauai. He has, well, what a green thumb he has. Everything's green. And of course, this is the weekend of being green for St. Patrick's Day weekend. And so we're devoting this hour to that particular topic. And we invite you to stay all hour long with us. But if you can't, our show is rebroadcast tonight, 12 hours from right now, on the station you're listening to right now. Okay, first, some news you can use. We're going to talk also about the botanicals that can possibly replace or be an adjunct to your prescription or over-the-counter pain medication. We're talking about inflammation. And, you know, it's a crucial role in the body because it can be life-saving, you know, as the body's first line of defense against injury and invaders. It sometimes traps bacteria and viruses, or it can heal wounds, and it also signals other cells for help in the area that is affected. But once the threat is remedied, that inflammation is remedied, along with its discomfort, of course, it's supposed to disappear, at least it should. But chronic inflammation is the culprit here in American societies and other populations because so many common conditions, everything from diabetes and heart disease and cancer, arise from too long of an inflamed state, a chronic inflammation that goes on for too long a period of time. And Western diets are at least partially to blame because we have such a pro-inflammatory diet. You know, inflammation contributes to everything from depression and Alzheimer's disease to the other main diseases that I mentioned. But some of the most damning evidence about linking inflammation to diseases is to autoimmune conditions. And that occurs, of course, when the body damages its own cells. A prime example would be rheumatoid arthritis. So long-lasting low levels of inflammation can increase your susceptibility to other things like bone loss and heart disease, kidney disease, etc. And the gut microbiome, which we'll talk about later in the show, is is so important because if you have processed foods or too many animal products you're consuming, you know, red meat and dairy, that disrupts your microbiological or microbial, I should say, composition in your gut. And that sets off a chain of events that leads to increased inflammation, which is not a good thing. So we'll talk about that a little later in the program. Hey, tomorrow, a big birthday greeting and wishes for one of our recent and regular guests on the show. She is known as America's original queen of fitness. Elaine LaLanne turns 97 years young tomorrow, March 19th. So we wish her a happy, healthy 97th year around the sun. And just recently, you may have seen her. She was in January. She was on the Rachel Ray show, that national TV show. And she was on our show first, though. She was our first guest of the year in early January. So Elaine LaLanne, happy birthday to you. Let's go to the fitness file. All right. Ever wonder why a muscle is called a muscle? Well, it turns out that muscle, the word, comes from the French word musculus, which in turn comes from the Latin musculus, meaning mouse. What, David? Mouse? Yes, mouse. If you, you know, it... if you kind of pull up your, well, especially for men, if you lift up your sleeve and expose your bicep, flex your muscle. Now, watch your bicep closely. It kind of looks like something is moving around, right? Well, it almost looks like a little mouse running around under the skin. So that's why, believe it or not, somebody thought it did. And that's why the Latin word for mouse came into play. And that's why your muscles are called muscles. All right. And on a lighter side of the... of different definitions of words on the lighter side regarding fitness. The word bimbo, you know that it's an attractive woman seemingly without intellectual capability or capacity. But do you know what Jimbo means? That's J-Y-M, or excuse me, G-Y-M, as in the workout facility. But Jimbo, this is the male equivalent of a bimbo, a male of limited mental capacity who spends all of his available time at the gym, also known as a gym rat. Another variation is himbo, a non-gym obsessed male bimbo. So both are guys, of course, but one has brawn but very little brains. The other has brains but very little brawn. All right. So personally, I changed my name, the name of my toilet from the John to Jim. That way I can say, yes, I go to the gym first thing every morning, sometimes even in the middle of the night, but it's another program. All right, let's see. We got a couple minutes left to go over another news article. We want you to feel as good as possible. So one thing to do that is to kick up the way you treat your skin. You know, the production of endorphins, which is the morphine within, that's your body's own drug supply. And so endorphins are your neurological or neurochemical peptides, polypeptides, actually, that your body releases to amplify pleasure and helps diminish pain. And according to Dr. Sheila Farhang, a dermatologist from Arizona, she says these happy hormones are really anything that puts you in a good mood. That's what it's going to be. That's why they're going to be generated. And you can get them released in times of also in times of distress, but they help alleviate discomfort. And one way to do this is to, as far as generating a healthy complexion, you incorporate massage techniques. And if you're a woman, you know, into your beauty routine, you can massage your skin at the same time as you're putting on your makeup and so on. Also, spicy foods help to trick your body into thinking it's in pain, and that reaction is going to spike your endorphins. So that's another way to do it. And the effect on your skin, the mind-body connection, has more of an impact on your skin than you might think, according to Dr. Jocelyn Castillo. This is from New York City. She says that endorphins can lead to a decrease in the stress hormone cortisol, which we've talked a lot about. And cortisol helps to break down collagen in your skin. So if you reduce cortisol, then you're going to keep your skin more elastic and supple with a higher collagen level, which is what you want. All right. Okay. And also cold temperature stimulates endorphins in the skin as well. So cold shower. All right. And finally, in the Funny Bone Pharmacy. All right. Did you hear I couldn't resist these because it's St. Patrick's Day weekend. Did you hear about the broke leprechaun? Yeah, he was always a little short, always coming up a little short. Okay. Question, why do people wear shamrocks on St. Patrick's Day? Answer, regular rocks are too heavy. And what do you get when you cross poison ivy and a four-leaf clover? Well, that would be a rash of good luck. Okay, and let's see what the Krabby cartoon character Maxine says here today. She says, you know you're getting older when you're thrilled to discover your insurance covers implants and it's for your teeth. She's thinking of another implant day or another part of her body that might need implants. All right. Okay, let's see. A couple other funnies for you. Where's Maxine? Okay, HMO. She figured out that what HMO stands for. Here's my obituary. I always said that HMO stands for Health Manipulating Organizations, but that's just me. Another thing that Maxine says, I don't like indoor plants. If something's going to die, it should do it outside like the rest of my garden. And speaking of garden, we're going to have gardener and farmer Steve Fraley on in just a few minutes talking about sustainable agriculture as well as sustainable health. One last thing her doctor says, this is from Maxine, the Krabby cartoon character. My doctor asked me if I've ever had a stress test. Sure, she said. It's called life. Oh, but wait, there's more. My idea, her idea of redecorating is replacing the air freshener in the bathroom. I don't know about that. I would not recommend anybody use air fresheners. That's for sure. All right, that is it for the Funny Bone Pharmacy. We will be back with more information for your good health. And, of course, our show is rebroadcast tonight, 12 hours from the time you're listening to it right now on the station you're listening to right now. So stick around with more information for your good health coming right up here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio.
Since 70% of your immune system is in your gut, don't you think it's time to take a little better care of it? After all, so many things you're doing to it are affecting its function. Not getting enough fiber, eating too much sugar, excess stress and alcohol, as well as that sedentary lifestyle. So maybe it's time for a tune-up. An intestinal tune-up with the Medical Strength Probiotics from Master Supplements. Their signature Theralac, recommended by doctors for more than 15 years, will rapidly colonize your intestinal tract with the specific gut-friendly strains of potent beneficial bacteria. And their patent-protected delivery system has garnered Theralac and their other probiotics with a worldwide reputation for results. There's also TruFlora, a unique probiotic and enzyme blend with bio-cleansing effects, and TruBifido, specifically formulated for colon support. See all of the Master Supplements products at your nearest natural food store or go to Theralac.com. Master Supplements, the probiotic pioneers.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Hey, what better song to play on St. Patrick's Day weekend than a Green song? If you're old enough to remember the TV sitcom Green Acres. Well, everything is green on a farm, as you know, providing it's well irrigated and gets enough rain and the soil is rich enough in nutrients to let the plants grow green. And so let's go to a green farm on the island of Kauai, and we are joined by our resident farm expert, friendly farmer Fraley, Steve Fraley, in fact, and he is there talking about, we will be talking about sustainable health as well as sustainable farming and gardening. And we'd like to welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Steve. How the health are you?
I am wonderful. Good morning, David.
All right. First important question of the day, and that is, why should you never iron a four-leaf clover?
You got me. What is it?
It's not good to press your luck, you know. So I'm just saying. Anyway.
Very good.
Hey, what's good for the farm is good for our bodies. So I'd like to, I thought we'd use this theme of sustainability today, which you practice, of course, on your farm, your organic farm, with the methods that you use. So we can find out how we can apply it to some of those same, or we can apply some of those same principles and practices to our health as well as our gardens. And if people have a farm out there, and you know, I'm sure there are some listeners out there that have acreage like you, but most of us have much smaller plots of land, if you will, and some even container gardening, you know, via condos or apartments. So first, let's review what sustainability is, if you would.
Well, for me, you know, we have our own wells, we have windmills, we have solar systems just for energy, but also we don't buy any soil amendments. We're
really?
A 70-acre certified organic farm. So everything we make compost, we make mulch, we make compost teas, we grow worms. Everything is done here on the farm, taking living, growing matter and turning that into mulch or aged mulch to fertilize the trees and, you know, to fertilize the soil. Scientifically, it's not only you are what you eat, but you are what you feed your plant.
Oh, right.
You know, so in the soil is a living organism. Scientifically, you can have 6 million microbes or you can have 50 billion microbes in a cup of soil.
Wow.
And so a healthy soil has 50 billion microbes, which feeds the plants. You have more nutrition, more compounds in your fruits and vegetables versus weak soil that has 6 million. So sustainability of using organic matter from your yard or on our farm is building that 50 billion microbes in a cup
of
soil. It's just astounding to me.
No, and it's a good analogy to our microbiome in our gut also, Steve. As you know, for the eating of fermented foods and proper natural food diet and avoiding the processed foods and sugars and frankenfats and so on, that can play havoc with your microbiome. The same thing happens internally in our bodies, where if we farm, I mean, it's a term that you use, but we could say it regarding our gut, and that is we're actually farming the bacteria in our gut by what we eat, what we consume, the supplements we take, or the things that we do that are not so good for that that environment internally. And so it's a good analogy both ways. And, of course, it's more tangible when people can see it. Like, I know you do the farm tours and you have the worm, not the worm pits, but what is it, the worm gardens?
Worm hotel.
Hotel.
Worm hotel.
Okay, worm hotel. Thank you.
So
basically your farm, the Noni farm there, is carbon neutral, or I mean climate neutral or carbon negative? What would it be termed?
Yeah, well, I know what you're saying. We don't pollute. We don't add things to the atmosphere. You know, it's a sustainable farm.
Yeah, sustainable.
You know? And
right.
Just real quick, getting back to worms, Charles Darwin is quoted as saying the earthworm is perhaps the most important animal in the history of the earth.
Wow.
It makes topsoil.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
If you use pesticides, herbicides, chemical fertilizers, those things, the microbes, I mean, the worms in the soil breathe through their body. If you use chemicals, it might address a problem on your plant, but you sterilize your soil, get weak soil, and you kill the earthworms. And so you end up with 6 million instead of 50 billion microbes. So there's a whole relationship of how you do things in your backyard gardens on a large farm like we do to feed the living organisms in the soil, and it just propagates itself.
Uh-huh.
And we've been doing this for 40 years,
wow.
You know, and never used chemical fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides. and we have no problems.
And I understand
we have very healthy trees.
Yeah, you do. I've been to your farm, and I understand you're such a green thumb that your plants actually grow without any soil or water. They just look at you and they say, okay, we're growing. We're growing.
Yeah.
Anyway. Go ahead.
One other thing, you know, people don't realize when it rains, things turn green.
Yes.
And everybody assumes it's the water. And actually, scientifically, 78% of the atmosphere is floating nitrogen.
Oh.
Nature is using rain to fertilize trees and nitrogen. The water droplets fall from the cloud, pass through the atmosphere, pick up the nitrogen, pause on the leaves, and the leaves suck it in and feed the plant. The plant turns green from the nitrogen deposits on the leaves from the rain. Huh. So nature is using rain to fertilize trees. And just watch after it rains how things turn really green.
That's
a natural process.
Wow, how about that? And getting back to the gut again, I'd hate to keep going back to that. But
yeah.
You were talking about sterilizing the soil from using chemicals or artificial fertilizers, et cetera. The same thing when people take antibiotics, they sterilize their gut. And that sets up a very unfavorable environment for the friendly bacteria that they're going to need to manufacture their own vitamins and have healthy immunity and elimination and digestion and everything. And so it's the same thing with the soil, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
The soil is a living organism, just like your gut and your body is.
Okay.
And you need to... That's why I think it's really important for people to read labels on your products. What is in there? And that's why with the laws now, it's really listed, everything that's in there. And you really need to look at it and see what you are consuming. In the case of our products, it's just Noni.
I have a package of your, my favorite is your Noni fruit leather with banana. And I'm looking at the ingredient list. I don't know if I have time to read all the ingredients, but it's organic Noni fruit and organic banana. That's the only two ingredients. So
exactly.
So that's the proof is in the pudding. Yeah. Hey, Steve, we need to take a bottom of the hour break. And when we come back, I want to ask you about organic farming, which, of course, you have done, as you mentioned, for over 40 years. The thing is, it's so much more not only nutritious, but delicious. I mean, every time I eat something that's organically grown, ultimately, with very few exceptions, it has more flavor, better texture, the colors are more vibrant, and it's just better for you all the way around. So we'll talk about that.
Higher nutritional value.
Yes, and higher, yes. And that's the frosting on the cake for sure. And also, we'll talk about chronic pain as well as some other benefits botanically to address chronic pain in a natural way without having to resort to drugs. And also, I have an interesting article on opioids that people will want to know about should you take any of the prescription pain relievers. Back after this with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health with my guest, Steve Fraley, our friendly Farmer Fraley from the island of Kauai. And we'll be back with more information for your good health. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a three-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
That's right, it is David Snow on your radio. Hey, everything is green on a farm. And that's what we're talking about, sustainability, not only on your farm if you have one, or in your garden if you have one of those, but also in your body. Sustainable health is our focus of discussion today. And of course, our information is 82% new, 18% review, and it's all good for you. And if you're just joining us, Steve Fraley is my guest. He is a farmer on the island of Kauai and also has an inkling for a passion for growing things medicinal as well as botanical. And Steve, let's talk about organic farming. I know you grow the Noni products, which is Morinda citrifolia, botanically speaking, and it has a lot of healing properties. It's good for your joints and immune system, skin tone and texture, and healthy digestion. And the Hawaiians used it for centuries for as one of their canoe plants for not only medicinal qualities but also for nutritional properties. And let's talk about why organic farming is so important, and the fact that, as you mentioned before the break, it's a lot more nutritious to grow something organically or to consume something organically that's been organically grown versus commercially grown either grains or produce or livestock for that matter.
Yeah, well, scientifically, there is 165 compounds in the pulp of Noni. It makes it very broad-based. But organically, there's a lot of research that's shown that just, you know, organic, certified organic produce, fruits and vegetables, have 10 to 15% higher nutritional value and 50% higher antioxidant value than conventionally grown with pesticides and herbicides and chemical fertilizers. So you're just getting, you know, a higher nutritional value, plus you don't get the negative side effects potentially from the residual on the outside or inside of conventionally grown things with pesticides and herbicides.
Now, so, speaking of herbicides, if we could, because I want to get to this article with you, let's talk about the evolution of us. The rise of weeds that we can't kill is the focus of this particular study. They say that pest plants are evolving to resist our most powerful herbicides. Let me just read a few pull quotes from here. Many weeds, they say, have evolved resistance to several different kinds of pesticides, and it's not a matter of if, but when we are going to be losing the chemical control of these weeds, according to Adam Davis at the University of Illinois. He goes on to say the latest worry is a plant called, well, I won't get a black grass. It's won't get into that. But in the U.S., several weeds are now on the brink of becoming resistant to all herbicides that can be used on certain crops, such as soybeans, one example. Growers of this use 8 classes of herbicides. So think about that the next time you consume anything that contains soybeans that kill the weeds in different ways. But some strains of a plant, a problem plant, called tall water hemp, that's already resistant to 5 of these 8 classes of herbicides. And they say that superweeds will cause major crop losses, speed up climate change, and harm wildlife. And then experts compare the situation to the rise, and I mentioned it earlier, of antibiotic-resistant microbes. The causes are the same. The overuse and misuse of antibiotics and herbicides lead to rapid evolution of resistance. And then evolution can be prevented, though. And the key is to combine, and I'm sure you use this, do this on the farm, Steve, and that is combine different ways of controlling weeds, such as crop rotation or growing crops at different times of the year, et cetera. And the trouble is that farmers, they say, they want to do the right thing, but they make less money in the short term. So economically speaking, there's really no disincentives for the overuse of these weed killers. And it is possible to control weeds, which you do without synthetic fertilizers, or excuse me, herbicides, as organic farmers do, but it's more difficult and more expensive. Can you address that concern?
Yeah. Well, first of all, for me, I've been farming for 40 years. A weed is something that somebody has classified as a weed because they don't like it.
Right.
For me, every plant has a purpose in nature. And even as an example for people in Hawaii, Halicoa, a lot of people think it's the worst weed, but it's the number one nitrogen-fixing plant in the world.
Really?
And they use it in third world countries. The bean pod is fodder, high in protein for sheep and cows. So there's a purpose for us. So if you have things, and you don't have to go out there and weed it if you have 70 acres, but you simply mow and weed whack, you're taking that weed and you're actually making mulch on the ground that makes worm hotels, it makes a cool, dark, dank environment for worms. Earthworms come, and they improve the soil. So just by mulching or weeding or mowing these things, you're adding organic matter on the top of the soil to make an environment for earthworms to come.
Now, let me ask you also, because you mentioned it last time, and it has to do with what you're talking about right now, and you said it's not good to turn over the soil. So the tilling that people use both commercially and residentially or just personally, that's not a good thing to do, is it?
Correct. The analogy I give is kind of like your house. You know, when I live back west, you have an attic, you have a basement. When you rototill in the top 8 inches of soil, there's different microbes in the top, ones that breathe air, in the bottom 8 inches, ones that are anaerobic, don't breathe air.
Yes.
When you rototill, it's like flipping your house upside down. The ones that are in the basement that don't breathe air are now up top, and the ones in the attic that breathe air are now down the bottom.
Ah.
And you can totally disrupt the soil, what's going on in the soil, the health of the soil. It takes months for the microbes to realign and get back to where they should be.
I see.
So we are classified as a no-till farm. I haven't rototilled in 40 years, but we mow a lot and let the earthworms rototill for us underground. And there's the top 8 inches you have in the U.S., you have about 160 different types of earthworms. At the top, composting worms are breaking things down that live in the soil.
Oh.
They pass it through their bodies and feed the soil. Down below, you have anaerobic worms. So when you rototill, you flip them all around, you know. So I'm not a proponent of rototilling, you know. I think just mulch and nature will take care of it. And that's why I say in people's backyards, if you simply mulch, if that's the only thing you have time to do, you'll find good things happen.
Wow.
You retain moisture, but you're improving the tilth and the health of the soil. And I guarantee you, you start mulching, go out there in 2 weeks and underneath there, you know, loosen the soil, there'll be earthworms. They come, you know, because it's their type of environment they're looking for. And then they're feeding the soil for you. They're processing things for you 24/7 free. You know, they're just out there working for you, improving the health of their soil.
And then how much do you pay them to do this?
we give them a little bit of noni every day, so you know they enjoy that.
All right. Well, so you're not only organic and non-GMO farm, but you're also a regenerative agricultural plot of land.
Correct. We're trying to be, you know, we're self-sustainable farm. We have windmills. We have DC solar pumps for pumping, you know, well water.
Mm-hmm.
So we try and be the least amount of carbon footprint as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Even the cardboard, when we see things in cardboards, we shred that up and use that in the worm bins, and the worms will process. Cardboard is cellulose. You take the tape off because it's plastic, but the worms will process that cardboard and make a fertilizer for you.
Oh, how about that? Huh. Yeah, and I have a package of your Real Noni on, in my hand, and it feels like it's a biodegradable package, isn't it?
It's a craft bag. Yeah, we just, for those people who, you know, here in Hawaii, they've seen our products for about 35 years. We used to have a cellophane packet,
right,
which is biodegradable. But we just went to a Ziploc craft bag, and it's really, really nice. And we worked with a very good, famous botanical illustrator, and she did illustrations of Noni that are on all of our products now. And they're really nice. But it's much more user-friendly because now when you open it, the Ziploc, you can put it back in there. And once you tear the zip and you put it back in, never needs refrigerated, 2-year shelf life, not refrigerated, 1% drop in potency after 2 years, not refrigerated. We've had lab tests done on it.
Oh, that's so amazing.
Hmm. Anyway.
All right. And and let's, for new listeners or people not familiar with Noni, tell us what it is and why people need to know about it and the benefits of taking it.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned earlier, Noni was a canoe plant. When the early Polynesians came from the Marquesas, sailed north across the equator looking for new islands, they brought about 30 plants or seeds. In their culture, they ate Noni every day in times of famine to sustain their body. It's 165 compounds in the pulp of fruit. It's a superfood. But they ate it every day, and they found medicinally it just, they did not get sick. It's 60 times higher value antioxidant than blueberries. It's off the chart. So we had lab tests, one little 2-inch by 2-inch square of our fruit leather, 6,024 units of antioxidant.
Oh, that's off the charts.
Medically, they recommend 3,000 to 5,000 a day to keep you well. So when we got that lab test back, it satisfied my intellect from my personal experience of 40 years of eating the fruit leather. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the last time I had a cold. You don't get sick.
Mm-hmm.
It boosts your immune system, high antioxidant value. It makes you healthier, and you resist getting colds and flus and things. You just don't get sick. Great for digestion, but off the charts for pain as an anti-inflammatory.
And we should also mention, Steve, that the reason you never see Noni, the Noni fruit, in the produce department of your store, whether it's a health food store or a grocery store, is the shelf life is measured instead of weeks, months, or years with other vegetables and fruits. It's seconds and minutes and maybe hours. But, I mean, once it starts ripening, it's all no holds barred. You know, it's all hands on deck. Because
it ferments.
Yeah, it ferments very quickly. Yeah.
And the fermentation, they did cancer research at the University of Hawaii. When you allow it to ferment, you create alcohol and you create formaldehyde. You destroy what's in the pulp. So even as we're talking here on the phone, I'm getting ready to get off. Once we get off, I'm going over to process. We picked 1,600 pounds of fruit. And we just looked at it this morning, and it's going to be ripe in about 2 hours. If I wait another 4 hours, the whole thing would ferment.
My gosh.
So we grow it, we pick it, we process it. We have a whole total control over it. The whole point is potency and the least amount of processing.
All right.
So we de-seed it, we pulverize, we put on trays, and we dehydrate it below 115 degrees. It takes 90 hours as raw food to dry it, but a 2-year shelf life, full potency.
And that's why nobody else does it like you, right? Because nobody else has the process and the quality that you do. Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, what makes us unique, we are a certified organic farm. We have 18 acres of Noni trees. We're a 70-acre farm. But we grow, we pick, we process, and it's that short time period of doing it not fermented is key for potency, but also the processing. We could dry it at high temperatures and dry it in 12 to 24 hours, but heat destroys compounds.
Right, right.
So we dry below 115 degrees, and it's raw food.
Okay.
Vegan, it's gluten-free, but it's a superfood.
All right.
You know, this is the bottom line.
Okay, we need to... I'm sorry, Steve, we need to take one last break. Sorry to interrupt there. But realnoni.com is the website, right? R-E-A-L?
Correct.
N-O-N-I?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we're going to a break, but what did the gardener say to the vegetables?
Grow faster.
Well, that's a good answer, but that's not what I'm looking for. Let us turn up and pee. Let us turn up and pee. Okay, when we come back, some important news on opioids. If you have ever taken or know about tramadol, and Steve, I know you've mentioned tramadol before as far as being comparable to some of the botanicals that are found in nature that are equally as effective without the side effects. You need to know about this information, plus the flames within your body. We'll talk about inflammation, its crucial role in your health. Back after this with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health. If you missed any part of the show, our show is rebroadcast tonight, 12 hours from the time you're listening to it right now on the station you're listening to right now. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Sorry, yogurt. Although you're high in calcium and protein, in the real world of potent probiotics, let's just say you're not that potent. While many consume you thinking they're getting enough probiotic bacteria for good gut health, the fact is, you yogurts can't compete with a medical strength probiotic like Theralac. Plus, you yogurts, well, most of you, have so much sugar and other ingredients that it defeats the purpose of eating you in the first place. So while we'll always be fond of you and other fermented foods, we want to make sure our listeners also take a potent probiotic like Theralac. That's because just one capsule of Theralac is equal to more than 200 cartons of yogurt in the beneficial bacteria that it delivers to the gut. And if your doctor advises you to just eat some yogurt after a course of antibiotics without a strong probiotic like Theralac, it can take up to 2 years to reestablish your healthy gut flora. Look for Theralac in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store or go to Theralac.com.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common Radio Show. It's your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. David Snow on your radio. If you want to listen to the show again, you can do so after next Wednesday at drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. And soon you'll see a new website on there at that same website address, drhealthradio.com. Make sure you spell the word doctor. You know, recently I was a little upset because my neighbors complained I was groaning too loud having sex in the morning. If they only knew, I was just putting my socks on. I was trying to put my socks on, but, you know, my joints, the grunts and groans were from the pain I was getting. No, I'm just kidding. But some people do have
You're
that. Some people do have that, whether it's in the morning or any time of the day. So let's address chronic pain, because that it's up to 50% of the population of adults have chronic pain. And so let's talk about how plants that address pain can be very beneficial because of the side effects that are rife in the pharmaceutical realm or arena that people are taking that cause it sometimes it's not worth the pain relief because, you know, it's taking out your liver or kidneys or in this case, and I'll get to opioids in a minute, but let's talk about the alternatives first, and then we'll talk about some of the dangers of the so-called safe opioid that is even more addictive than some of the others.
Well, in 2010, there's blinding research you'll find on PubMed. In Hamburg, Germany, they took people with arthritic pain and gave them the pulp of Noni. Not the juice, the pulp. They found it as effective as Tramadol, hydrocortisone, 75% effective as morphine with no negative side effects.
Okay.
Noni is a very high anti-inflammatory. The compound is called scopolamine that is in the pulp of the fruit, and it relieves pain.
Okay.
It just relieves pain naturally with no negative side effects.
All right. So since you mentioned Tramadol, and so did I, Steve, let's get into this article. Let me just read from it so that I want to have you know about this information, which you may already be aware of, but at least the radio listening audience is informed about this because it's so important. The safer opioid is even more addictive than the others. There's no such thing as a safe opioid, they say. But Tramadol, marketed as Ultram, was supposed to be less addictive than the others, and so doctors continued to prescribe it. But new research has discovered that the so-called safe Tramadol is, in fact, the most dangerous opioid of them all, and it's the one in which people are most likely to become addicted. U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, in fact, has rated Tramadol as being less addictive than other opioids such as oxycodone and hydrocodone, and it hasn't been as tightly regulated. But doctors from the Mayo Clinic found this was a follow-up study of nearly 360,000 patients where they were prescribed an opioid to ease the pain after surgery. They found that suspicious repeat prescribing long after the pain was gone was the most common among those given Tramadol. And of course, it's been used in the U.S. since 1995, so it has a long history of use. But, I mean, this is really something that people need to be aware of and to heed caution about.
Right. Well, that's why we make our Noni lotions. And we just rebranded them in a new bullet brown amber bottle with a new label with a twist spot. But the Icy Heat and Icy Heat Max, or you put it on topically, use it in a couple of minutes, pain goes away. There's no toxic level. You use it 3 or 4 times a day. The University of Hawaii basketball football teams use our lotions on athletes, because it actually heals ligament tendon damage, but it gets rid of pain topically. And it's from the pulp of, we make the Noni fruit leather, we mix it back in water. Look at the ingredients. There's just 3 things in it. You know, Noni back in water. In the case, we've added a little menthol and camphor crystals from organically grown plants to make it penetrate faster, to get Noni into the blood system. And it addresses pain. So,
and anyway, one thing I want to mention is that other Noni products are not going to have the same effect, because most of the Noni products on the market, they have a fairy dust amount of Noni, and it's not processed properly, as you were mentioning earlier.
Right.
And you're not going to get the results. You might get a placebo result, but you're not going to get real world results from it.
Yeah, the Icy Heat ones are 95% Noni fruit leather back in a water base. We have another one, the Noni lavender lotion for irritated skin. It's 99.9% Noni. You know, and so they just do things topically. They're all in a water base to make it compatible with the body. They penetrate to the bone, and pain goes away. And, you know, we've been doing the farm tours for years. It's a free 2.5-hour tour. People can sign up online if they're ever on Kauai. But people come who've been using our stuff for 10 years, and they'll go, I eat the fruit leather every day. I used to have rheumatoid arthritis. It's not a miracle. You take it one time tonight. But with time, it's food feeding the body, the cells getting rid of inflammation, 2 to 3, 4 weeks, no more rheumatoid arthritis. It just goes away.
Yeah, and
as raw food.
Yeah, you're not making medicinal claims. You just, you know, it's symptomatic
Correct.
Relief,
it's
and
raw
it's a natural
food.
Product.
The dietary supplement is raw food to address what's causing problems. It's an anti-inflammatory.
Right, and not only does it have medicinal benefits, but it's also nutritional, as you were mentioning, the high antioxidant level.
Correct.
I'm sure it has some minerals and vitamins as well for analysis. So let's talk about inflammation, because not only pain, but it also is an anti-inflammatory, isn't it, the compounds in it?
Yes. I mean, the scopolamine is a known anti-inflammatory. And there's other compounds called domoxifen that stimulate cell growth. So if you sprain an ankle, tear a ligament, it could be painful. You keep putting something on to address the pain, it comes back. It not only addresses the pain, but addresses the domoxifen stimulates new cell growth to heal the ligament and tendon, okay, to address what's causing the pain, not just masking symptoms, that gets at what's causing the problem.
And there's no contraindications if people are on a pain medication or if they're on other prescription medications. There's no contraindications, right?
Correct. Dr. Issel did 10-year research at the University of Hawaii on 48 terminally ill cancer patients. He was up to 40 times the daily dosage for 2 years in 48 people. Even with the drugs they were taking to fight cancer, not one negative side effect.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry, finish that thought, but we're pressed for time. I want to get to the products.
Yep.
So let's talk about the, you mentioned the Noni Fruit Leather, and it's, again, realnoni.com, but it's not only for external and internal purposes, because you mentioned the Noni Lavender Lotion as well as the Noni Fruit Leather, but also for pets. It's great from everything from your nose to your tail. Well, the pets, I meant to say for pets, the pets' noses to their tails. And of course, there's no placebo effect with pets. And I know thousands of people purchase your products for their dogs and cats and horses and other pets and have tremendous results and miraculous relief in a lot of the ailments that pets suffer from, some of which are the same as what humans suffer from.
I've worked with veterinarians for 40 years now. You feed the fruit leather to dogs, cats, horses, hip dysplasia in a couple of days goes away. If you have a larger breed dog, it's very common, people know, with black labs and golden retrievers, they get pains in their hips. You start feeding it to them, pain goes away. Dogs and cats that itch, you put the soothing Noni lotion on, they stop itching. It addresses the itching.
So what about...
So it's really, really good for animals.
And flea repellent, too, right? You mentioned in previous shows that it's...
Yeah. I've actually physically put the soothing Noni lotion on a tick, on a dog. See the tick pull out and leave. They do not like it. They bail.
Well, that's
great. They just don't like it.
Well, why don't you have a tick repellent or an insect repellent for humans as well? I mean, that's good.
Well, it's the exact same products we sell for pets. It's a different label. Same ingredients.
Oh, yeah, right.
In fact, we have a pet package, Noni Fruit, the same thing.
Okay. So. In fact, Steve, I know you told this funny story some time ago, I think a year ago, about the woman who mistakenly gave her husband the pet product, and she was ready to take her dog to the vet. forget her husband. But I found a similar instance. Let me read you this, and I'll share it with the audience. I think they'll be amused. It's a true tale, too, and yours was true as well. But the man went to the cardiologist after experiencing symptoms of a heart attack. He said, "I had taken the cat out to the vet," he told the nurse, "and while I was there, my chest got tight and I had trouble breathing. Later, my left arm began aching. The nurse was clearly concerned. So," she asked, "how was the cat?" the nurse had no concern about the patient. She was worried about the animal. But anyway, similar. So I'm sure it's happened in other situations as well. But anyway. Hey, listen, we're out of time. Thank you so much. Give us your website one more time and how people can get in touch with you and if they want to order any of the products.
Real simple. It's real, R-E-A-L, Noni, N-O-N-I. .com.
Okay.
And there's a toll-free number. My daughter Lola answers 888-882-6664, which spells Noni.
Okay, and so, if people want to sign up for the farm tours, if they're going to the island of Kauai in Hawaii, how would they do that?
On our website at realnoni.com, there's a farm tour thing. It's a free 2.5-hour tour. It's educational about Noni, but also about how we grow things organically.
All right.
And we're 5-star rated on TripAdvisor.
Excellent.
It's free.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't beat that price. Thanks, Steve, always for being there. And we wish you a happy St. Paddy's Day weekend. Keep everything green all year long, not only at this time of the year. Okay. We'll see you soon. Take care.
Aloha.
All right. That's it for the show. Thanks so much for joining us. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of the program. Until then, I'm David Snow reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.